Thanks.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Good morning, it's 8 a.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and this is your morning news brief. Starting with your traffic report, weekdays from 8:40 to 9:20 a.m. and again from 3:20 to 3:50 p.m. until June 26th, Cranbrook Street from Days Road to Lakeview Avenue is closed for the school street program, restricting vehicle access during student drop-off and pickup times. Ongoing, expect delays along King Street West between Country Club Drive and Front Road, where traffic is reduced to one lane in each direction for sanitary and water main installation by Utilities Kingston. Watch for lane shifts and reduced speeds through the area. Long-term closures remain in place on Aberdeen Street from Johnson to William and Berry Street at Queen for construction. Now for your weather report for today, we'll see a mix of sun and cloud today with a 40% chance of flurries this morning. It'll be a windy one with southwest winds at 60 kilometers per hour, gusting to 80, shifting northwest and easing near noon. The high is minus 6 with wind chill near minus 19 this morning. The UV index is 3 or moderate. Tonight, expect a few clouds with winds easing this evening with a low of minus 14, feeling closer to minus 20 with the wind chill. This has been your 8 a.m. news brief on CFRC 101.9 FM. Be sure to stay tuned for Indy Wake Up Call coming up next.
Down the floor.
hello, hello, folks, and welcome to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I am your peppy, energetic, very fun, loving host, Dean.
I'm Megan.
Are you also those things?
Yes, I'm not tired at all. I'm so awake.
That's right. Well, you were just invigorated by Let's Do It Again, a new Last Dinner Party track, part of War Child Records. We're going to have another one of those War Child Record tracks coming up in about an hour or so. So
wow.
Stay tuned for that. Really, really cool record that they've been putting out. Lots of great bands on that.
I love Last Dinner Party. Yeah,
it's a good
War
song.
Child Records, you're getting some good pulls.
Yeah.
Thanks for being good people, musicians.
Yeah, they got Arctic Monkeys to release a song for the first time in like 3 years or something.
Crazy mode.
And Arctic Monkeys were also on SNL. Recently?
What?
Do you remember this?
No, they were?
Like 2 weeks ago or
something. Are they broken up or not?
I know.
Make up their mind.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man.
Okay, but like, don't be broken up. You know, that's a positive for me. I need to Google this now about, but you know, you keep talking, but...
I would love to. Folks, spring has sprung. We also had a crazy set of days over the last week. We had another Friday the 13th to match the one we just had in February.
Wow.
We had, of course, Pi Day after that, May 14th.
Well, February and March were fun this year because they were the same.
Yeah.
Like, the Monday was, like, the same number.
Hence the Friday the 13th repeating.
No, it's crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, we had Pi Day after that, 3.14. And then after that, we had the Ides of March, dude. And I hope you, the listener, did me a favor and killed your local senator.
I don't think Arctic Monkeys was on SNL. I think Dean fell for fake news again.
This is what my mother told me. Why would my mother lie?
I don't know. Maybe just
maybe they're going to be
to spite you, or SNL put out something about how they were on SNL 20 years ago.
Oh,
in 2006.
That might have been it.
Yeah. I think maybe SNL just like uploaded a clip to TikTok or something and was like, look at these crazy cats. 20 years ago today. Wow. Are we 100 years old? Yeah, it
at
was because they were on in March of 2006.
That makes sense.
All right.
Okay. So, got to the bottom of that one.
For those of you that turned off the radio during this segment.
Sorry for the fake news.
Yeah. You're going to go about your day thinking the wrong thing now.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Here's the right thing. Two Door Cinema Club is doing an anniversary North America tour. So I figured we'd play their classic track, What You Know. Here we go.
I can't say it's what cheeks. Do you ever get that feel that you can't shift the tide that sticks around like summer in your teeth? Are there some aces up your sleeve? Have you no idea that you're in deep? I dreamt about you nearly every night this week. How many secrets can you keep? Cause there's this tune I found that makes me think of you somehow, and I play it on repeat until I fall asleep, spilling drinks on my settee. Do I wanna know if this feeling flows both ways?
Love to see you go.
Sort of hoping that you'd stay. Can't say tomorrow day. Crawling back to you. Never thought I'd call and run. You love you, cause I always do. Maybe I'm too busy being lost to fall for somebody new. Now I thought it through. Crawling back to you. So have you got the goods? Been wondering if your heart's still open, and if so, I wanna know what time it should simmer down and poker up. I'm sorry to interrupt, it's just I'm constantly on the cusp. I've tried been to kiss you, but I don't know if you feel the same as I do. But we could be together if you wanted to.
Do I wanna know
if this feeling flows both ways?
Sad to see you go.
Was sorta hoping that you'd stay.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Also, check out cfrc.ca. You can stream us live. You can go into the archives, check out anything from the last 3 months that you might have missed. Look at our schedule, look at our events, look at our volunteer opportunities. It's all right there, cfrc.ca. But let's take a look at what we just heard, shall we? We just heard Do I Want to Know Arctic Monkeys, who we were just discussing. Before that, we heard Pick a Piper featuring Mabe Fratty with Skip Step. That's a little can-con for you. Mm-hmm. And at the top, we heard Two Door Cinema Club with What You Know. Check out their North America tour that they just announced last week.
Wow. Yes. Yeah, I'm on the Two Door Cinema Club email list, and it makes me feel like they... Because I don't think I'm on any other musician's email list. Maybe Father John Misty. But then I'm just like, wow, this band is like so busy. They're always doing stuff. But I just think that in my head because every time they do anything, I get an email about it. I should probably unsubscribe, to be honest. Like, I love you, Two Door Cinema Club, but like, I'm not going to go to Barcelona to see them, you know? Yeah. Although that would be cool. But anyway...
Speaking of someone who we wish was super busy but is not, John K. Samson, a.k.a. John Samson Fellows, a.k.a. frontman of Propagandi.
So where is this K coming from?
I don't know.
He made it up.
He made it up. Much like Ulysses S. Grant didn't have a middle name. He just added the S because he thought he needed one.
That's kind of baller.
Yeah.
I like that.
He was insanely baller.
Yeah.
One of the coolest presidents. We don't have time to get into him right
My
now.
My initials are M-E-N. We hate that.
Yeah.
Men, they suck, you know? Sorry, but... Really lame, initials on my end.
Yeah, men are bad. Name 5,000 bad men.
How much time do we have?
But no,
one Dean.
Anyway. Hey, now you didn't mean that. In Hazlitt.net, folks, has a really great interview / article about John K. Samson by Luke Ottenhoff. It's called "Lay It Down." I would recommend you read the whole piece. It's pretty nice. But it gives you an overview of John K. Samson's musical career and his sort of fading away from the public eye, especially post-COVID.
Hmm.
He talks about how he's just like such a perfectionist, and he thought that like live performance was a way to perfect or correct songs that he didn't like in the studio.
Okay.
But with the advent of cell phone video and people recording all of his shows all of the time, he felt like that magic was lost, and that he was beholden again to things being recorded and all of the mistakes being in the record forever. So he described himself as curmudgeonly about cell phones. But
dang, he's getting the Mitski treatment. Who are these, like, John K. Samson, like, stans that are... I'm not above recording a little bit of a concert, like, to put it on my Instagram story. Sorry that I'm sharing my life and bragging.
Yeah, it's different than watching the whole concert.
But I don't think I would ever record a whole song start to finish. That would be, like, psychotic. I literally do it for 20 seconds so I can put it on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I know that that's also separately unhealthy in its own way, and I'm not living in the moment or whatever. But I stand by that if you take a few photos, it actually does help you, like, remember that you went to this concert later, and then, like, memories come back if you see the photos. But, yeah, the whole recording, the whole thing start to finish, like, literally just having your phone out the whole time, like, why?
Yeah.
For what? You're just, like, wasting your phone battery or storage, but anyway.
Yeah, but, this is a great article, really cool interview. Samson Fellows continued making music, quit drinking, became a Quaker.
Wow.
And then COVID hits, right after he records Winter Wheat, which was his second solo record, I believe.
Is being a Quaker, I don't know anything about Quakers. So, you know,
cool.
Quakers, call in if I'm wrong here.
Mm-hmm.
But,
well,
like,
they can't.
Is this just... No, they're not.
No, I know. That was a joke.
Like, is there any problematic, like, sexism in there? Or no, actually, Quakers and Shakers are the ones that were, like, women-founded, right? Or something to, like, try and correct the misogyny of mainstream.
Definitely, yeah. And, like, the public universal friend was a Shaker, I believe.
Icon.
Yeah.
Literally icon. What's the one where there's only, like, two of them? Is that Shakers?
Yeah,
and now, but there's like a lot of Quakers.
Yeah.
Like,
well, the problem with the Shakers is that they were against procreation, so it's kind of hard to maintain a religion.
Well, they have like a website, and it's like, if you want to be a Shaker, you can come live with us, but you have to be like actually serious about it. Like, you can't be joking, okay? You need to, and they're like, it's not fun, so. But anyway.
Yeah, but God bless and keep them, of course. But yeah, anyway, it goes into his like mental health problems. He got hooked on benzos. He got off benzos. But now he...
What do benzos do? See, this is a learning session for me. Yeah. Honestly, there's a lot I don't know about the world.
Ask your doctor. but
Is that what he does in Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, in Quaaludes.
Oh, okay.
But in 2020, he released two songs. One was Fantasy Baseball at the End of the World, which was about COVID. Okay. The other was the one that we're about to play, Millennium for All, about the Winnipeg Public Library.
Woo-woo!
He just says that... the part of him that was releasing music has died. He says that there's the Quaker concept of laying things down or knowing when to give things up. And he's given up music.
That's really sad.
It's really
sad.
He's
a really good musician.
He's among the best.
And also, I kind of don't believe artists when they say this, because they say it a lot
and then they keep
doing it. So.
But I believe him.
Mm.
I don't know. Like, he hasn't released anything in 6 years. He did, like, one, like, friends and family show. And, like, in this article, he talks about how nervous it made him even doing that.
Well, that's sad.
Yeah, but he's gotten into weaving. He does a lot of weaving in his basement.
I guess he gave us some good music, so it's up to someone else to keep making good
music. Yeah, Mr. Samson's up there with, like, Gord Downie and Neil Young and Leonard Cohen for me in, like, Canadian songwriters of all time. Joni Mitchell, I guess, of course, is in there, too.
He should have as much money as them also.
Yeah, he very well should. But he would just give it all away anyway. But yeah, maximum respect to you, sir. We're going to play Millennium for All. And do check out this article by Luke Ottenhoff. It's called Lay It Down. It's really, really nice. But yeah, here we go.
A larger plan. This is where we study for the nurse exam. This is where we spend a part of every day thinking in a language that they tried to take away. This is where the sad lamp on the second floor leads us through a winter afternoon. A bridge where we sing out the call, Millennium for All. This is where we test out our replacement needs. This is where we're knitting mitts for refugees. This is where we medicate in bathroom stalls. This is where circulation desk, while counting out a haiku in our head. Here is a branch where we sing out the call, Millennium for All. This is where like with the wind chill. This is where we find the hour of sleep we lost, wake up knowing what we need to say. Here is a branch where we sing out the call, Millennium.
is a branch where we sing out the call. Millennium for all.
To know I could be, I suppose. gets known. I could be, I suppose, someone you should get to know. Someone you should get to know.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Cicada by Good Kid. Before that, we heard One Stop by Aldous Harding. Aldous Harding, pardon me. And at the top, we heard John K. Samson, Millennium for All. If that song doesn't make you cry, I don't know what can.
Libraries,
folks. Also, folks, forgive us. We're recording this in the distant past, so we do not know how the Oscars went.
Yeah.
I imagine Conan did a great job. I won't give you my predictions because you already know what happened.
Just like I'm like, it would just be so funny if we're saying all this, being like, oh, the Oscars are going to be nice, and like a meteor falls on the...
Inshallah.
No.
Yeah, it would be so bad if all those Epstein clients that are in that room, if something horrible happened to them.
Oh, man. Some of them are like sound guys, you know?
That's true.
Some of them are costume designers.
Yeah, and Kristen Dunst is there, so you don't want to see anything happen to her.
Kirsten,
that's what I said. But, Oscars, folks, I'm excited.
Yeah.
This is the first year that, as of recording this, I haven't, but by the time the Oscars have played, I will have seen all of the best pictures.
Yeah.
I've never done that before.
Okay, well, we haven't seen Hamnet yet.
But that's what I'm saying.
But, oh, yeah.
That's what I just said.
But what if we don't get to see it?
We're going to.
How do you know?
Because I've decided.
When?
Right after we record this.
Okay.
For sure. folks, it's the Oscars. We just saw Secret Agent.
We did. It was so good. The color was so good. It was dark. It had color
gorgeous.
In it. Oh my gosh. Watch it for that alone.
Yeah.
Like, there was blue and it was blue. Mm-hmm. And there was yellow and it was yellow. We love to see it.
And just like, looking at like 1977 Brazil, all of the cars are incredible.
Yeah.
There's like everywhere you go, there's like a different street party.
Yeah,
and like, all these cool costumes.
Massive kudos to the car sorcerer of this movie. Like, you did a great job.
I have no
job.
Idea how they did it.
Yeah.
Even like the phone booth. I was like, oh my God, that looks so
cool.
I'm
still convinced that they found one phone booth and then they moved it around throughout the movie
to be in
different parts of the city to imply that they had like all these phone booths, but... Anyway, so cool.
Everyone does a great job. The main guy, his name escapes me now, the actor. He's a very handsome fella. Yeah. But yeah, it's everyone was talking about how confusing this movie is. I didn't find it too hard to follow.
It was a little confusing. There's a lot of threads that are opened and then not closed, I found. But... You know, and I was a little confused, I can't lie, but it was not, like, so impossible to watch. Like, I don't know, I really recommend. My only sad part is that I don't speak Portuguese, and they talked really fast, so I was reading the subtitles the whole time and feel like I was missing out on some of the facial things, you know, or, like, things happening elsewhere in the shot, but, yeah.
Lots of really cool, shots that's like are spinning around cars. A couple beautiful split diopters. You know, I'm always a sucker for a split diopter shot.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to say. It's a lot of fun. Everyone in it does a great job. I particularly like Donna Sebastiana, the old lady who you meet pretty early.
Mm-hmm.
She is a hoot.
Yeah.
Watch The Secret Agent, folks.
Watch it.
It's 3 hours long, and it doesn't feel like three hours
long. Yeah.
It clips by.
It's good. It's good paced. It's well paced. I just wish there was there's like a whole thing about a shark. This happens early on. I'm not spoiling anything.
Yeah.
But they find like a leg in a shark.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted more from that. I wanted to know more about what happened and why this leg was in the shark. And I feel like we didn't really get that. And that's my complaint about the movie. But
yeah. Yeah. I get like, yeah. The shark leg is supposed to be, I don't know, like background radiation, just like tone setting,
yeah,
I guess.
I don't like that. That's like such an interesting concept. Like the whole movie should be about this shark leg.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But
yeah, good.
Here's what I will definitely put my money on, even though this has already happened. That Golden, the song from K-pop Demon Hunters, will win Best Song.
Okay, yeah.
Seems like a shoo-in.
Dean was playing this song this morning. We're going to play a Portugal the Man cover of it so that it still counts as indie so we can play it on this show. This is not a good song. Like, how is everyone obsessed with this? How are all these kids obsessed with this? This was like a Billboard hit this year.
Yeah.
And maybe Portugal the Man is just like really doing a terrible job and I'm not experiencing the song as it's meant to be experienced, but like, good Lord, it's not catchy at all. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, Let It Go became so annoying because it was like so, every single child I ever met was like, do you want to hear my rendition of Let It Go? And I was like, okay. But that's like objectively banger, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this song, like, I don't know. Where's the pizzazz? Like,
I know.
And again, maybe this is just Portugal the Man is like literally the worst artist to ever cover this ever. So I guess I have to go back and listen to the OG now. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Anyway. Enjoy the cover of Golden by Portugal the Man.
I was a ghost, I was alone. You just in, it feels so good. Given the throne, I didn't know. To believe I was the queen that I'm meant to be. I lived so long trying to take both sides, but I couldn't find my own place. Called the problem chart, cause I got too wild. But now that's how I'm getting paid. I'm done hiding, now I'm shining like I'm born to be. We're dreaming hard. So far now I believe we're going up, up, up. It's our moment. You know together we're glowing. Gonna be golden. Oh, up, up, up with our voices. You want country so you know me. Gonna be golden. Oh, I'm done hiding. Now I'm shining like I'm gonna be. Oh, our tunnel fears no lies, that's who we're born to be. Waited so long to break these walls down, to wake up and feel like me. Put these patterns all in the past now, to finally live like the girl they all see. No more hiding, now be shining. I'm born to be. Cause we are hunters, once he's strong, and I know I believe. We're going up, up, up. It's our moment. You know together we're glowing. Gonna be golden. Oh, up, up, up with our voices. You want country so you know me. Gonna be golden. Oh, I'm done hiding now. I'm shining like I'm born to be. Oh, our tunnel fears no lies, that's who we're born to be. You know we're gonna be glowing. We're gonna be, born to be glowing. Then I don't wanna win. You know that it's our tunnel fears no lies, that's who we're
be back, good to be. Done it.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Dean's doing some sultry tones here.
Yeah, you're welcome, folks. I hope I don't distract you while you're driving. Okay. You run into a phone pole.
Ooh la la.
We just heard Girl Scout with their track Crumbs. Before that, Tokyo Police Club, Breakneck Speed.
Bangers.
And at the top, Portugal the Man with their cover of K-pop Demon Hunters' Golden.
Okay, I listened to the original during the break. It's not doing it for me.
Yep.
It's not a banger. Sorry.
We're old now.
Make it catchier.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like the verse, I was like, okay, all right, I see where this is going. And then the chorus was just like, big stinker.
Yeah.
Not a good chorus.
Put some Swedes on the next one. See if they can zhuzh it up.
They can make good K-pop songs. Like, there are some really catchy K-pop songs. They just, like, I don't know. This does not seem, like, worthy of the amount of play it got. And literally any other K-pop song would have been better.
I can't think about K-pop without thinking. There was, like, some comic who talked about, like, what was that? Cat's Eye? Is that what they're called?
Cat's Eye. Okay, yeah. That's, like, they're, like, owned by a K-pop, like, company, but they're an international girl group or whatever.
Yeah, well, they're, like, mostly American.
No.
What was the one from the show that we watched?
One of the, yeah, they're from Popstar Academy.
Okay, yeah,
but,
yeah.
But, like, they're not American. Like, one of them's from, like, the Netherlands. One of them's from, like, the Philippines, something like that.
Well, either way, someone described them as white girls pretending to be Korean girls, pretending to be black girls. That made me laugh.
But they didn't, I don't think they said white girls. It was just like, like about how they have like one of each race pretending to be Korean who are pretending to be black.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
It's a good
That was
bit.
A very funny joke. I don't remember what comic that was, but.
Yeah, it's lost to time.
I think that was like a TikTok, to be honest.
Well, that's even sadder.
Yeah.
Speaking of sad folks, we lost Shane McGowan, as you are well aware, a few years ago now. But Mr. Bruce Springsteen has a record, a reworking of A Rainy Night in Soho, which is a Shane McGowan tribute record that's coming out. It's got some great acts on it. Springsteen, of course, Tom Waits.
Has anyone called Bruce Springsteen B Springs before?
You might be the first.
Okay.
Maybe Barack calls him
Everyone
that.
Everyone note that down.
Hey, B Springs. You want to go hang gliding?
I'm trying to think of like a J-Lo thing, but it's not really like... Springs is too long, but like doesn't work.
You should refer to the bear kid as B Springs next time you meet him.
Mm-hmm. When I meet him.
When you're hanging out.
Yeah.
But anyway, this the Pogues tribute album has... Bruce Springsteen, Tom Waits, The Jesus and Mary Chain.
Oh my God, Hozier, bangers after bangers.
David Gray. Who else? Johnny Depp. Okay.
Okay. That's not a lot.
Dropkick Murphys. We take those.
Sorry, like, why are we being friends with Johnny Depp? Okay, whatever. Whatever.
Yeah, we're looking past
it. We're moving forward.
Where everyone else seems cool. But yeah, Springsteen wrote a full essay about how much he loves Shane McGowan and his music. And half of the money from this record is going to go to the Dublin Simon community, which helps homeless people in Dublin.
Cool.
So yeah, pretty cool, pretty fun. Should I be playing you one of these covers? Probably, but I'd rather just play you the Pogues.
Okay.
So why don't we hear some Pogues? This is Dirty Old Town.
Dirty Old Town. met my love by the gasworks wall. Dreamed a dream by the old canal. I kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town. Drifting across the moon. Cats are prowling on their beat. Springs a girl from the streets at night. Dirty old